One Man Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 15, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this. Have you got one of those bad colds that hangs on and keeps you miserable, no matter what you do for it? Then here's real help. Get more complete relief for that cold with bromoquinine. Proof of that is the fact that more people have taken more bromoquinine cold tablets for more complete relief than any other cold tablet ever sold. You could use aspirin or other such remedies all day long and still not get bromoquinine's relief. You see, bromoquinine does so much more. Acts to relieve that runny, stuffy nose and body aches and fever and headaches and irregularity, as well as the blue feeling a cold so often brings. Yes, get more complete relief, even for virus colds. Insist on bromoquinine brand cold tablets. Free Dove Perch keeps your soap dish neat and tidy. Buy two bars of Dove, get your free Dove Perch today. Today, call for Mr. Lewis X. Corrin. At 10 o'clock on a cold winter morning in the apartment of Mr. and Mrs. Daniel Murray on the second floor of the Barber family home in Seacliff, San Francisco, Hazel Barber Murray awakens her husband with a breakfast tray.
Dan, here it is. You ready?
Oh, coffee smells good. What time is it, Hazel?
Never mind. The stores are going to get along without you this morning.
Milk toast?
After last night, that seemed indicated. In fact, I had milk toast myself.
Well, looks good at that. How is Cousin considered?
We're waiting to hear. I think he's back at the hospital. One of the nurses phoned. Yes?
Yes, yes.
Good morning, Father Barber.
Hey. Oh, milk toast, eh? Yes.
You know, Hazel, in all the years you've lived here, that's the only time I recall Daniel having nightmares.
Now, we're not going to talk about it, Father. He had a restless night, and that's all there is to it. Will you sit down?
No, thank you. Now, what was I going to say? Oh, yes. Pinky telephoned from the clinic. Consider roused for a few minutes, asked for Pinky, talked to Blue Streak. But by the time Pinky arrived, he'd fallen asleep again, out like a light. Well, what do they call that?
He's puzzled with doctors.
Hank plans to write a medical paper on it. Nobody seems to know what it could be.
It's just plain exhaustion from staying up all night. Have the doctors thought of that?
That plus being 80 years old.
Plus secret lips of rare old brandy.
We could diagnose it, couldn't we?
Yes. Well, I'll let you finish your milk toast, Daniel. We all hope you'll sleep better tonight. You're not going to work? Yes. At all?
I thought he could take one day off in 11 years.
Yes. I'll close the door.
I know, Dan, but we're so close to moving.
Yeah.
I do hope we can finish up without any friction.
How did he know I'd had a nightmare? You tell him.
I didn't have to tell him. You hammered on the wall. I had to explain it when it woke him up.
Hammered? I thought you were kidding.
Dan, you faced the head of the bed on your knees and hammered on the wall. I asked what was wrong, and you said, "Let me out of here." And I said, "Where do you think you are, Dan?" And you said, "I'm in escrow with bars on the windows."
Escrow?
That's what you said. In escrow, wearing a ball and chain.
Huh?
I think it's a very significant dream.
It's something we ate. What about those mushrooms?
Nah, it can't be something we ate. It's something we bought, if you want to know the truth.
Well, I still don't regret it. I love the McGregor house.
Good. I'm glad you do. It's almost ours.
I can hardly wait. Just think, when people ask where I live, I won't have to say, "With my father-in-law."
Yes, Father?
It's I, Aunt Hazel.
Well, Penelope, good morning.
The mail is here. There's a letter for Pinky from Hong Kong, and he's got a wireless from Hawaii. He's to call Western Union.
All right, thanks.
Good morning, Uncle Dan.
Hi there. You taking a day off too, Penny?
Yes. I'm writing letters. Anything I can do for you, Aunt Hazel?
Why, no. Not a thing.
Well, call me if I can help. I'm writing my father this morning, so I'll be in my room.
Had any word, Penny?
Oh, yes. There was an ecstatic wireless from my mother. She thinks it's a real adventure. She adores Rangoon. Well, see you later. Bye, Uncle Dan.
Wow.
butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. What's she so nice for?
Well, why?
Everybody's noticed it. We don't know why.
Surprised she moved in here in the first place. Here, take the tray. Thanks. I'm feeling better. I'll get dressed and go down to the store.
No, Dan, please. You need a day off. Let's talk to the furnace people, and then at the visiting hour, let's go to the clinic and see Cousin Consider. You need to relax, Dan. You're all tensed up.
I hammered on the wall, huh? What exactly did I say about a ball and chain?
I don't want to analyze it any further. It's much too nice a morning. Come on. Dress warmly and let's go.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
This is Madeline Carroll. Every woman deserves the luxury of smooth, soft hands. But if you're a woman who just can't keep your hands out of water, what then? Use today's Touché, now with silicone. New Touché beauty treats your hands as it helps nature heal them. Touché protects your hands from water, even while your hands are in water. You'll like today's Touché.
Next time irregularity makes you feel dragged out, below par, take X-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity gently overnight. Many doctors recommend X-Lax for youngsters as well as grown-ups because X-Lax gives the relief you want, the gentle way that nature wants, without upset, without embarrassing urgency. So if you need a laxative, do what most people do. Take pleasant-tasting, chocolated X-Lax today, feel better tomorrow. Introductory size, only 15 cents. An hour later, Penelope, in her second-floor bedroom, is busily typing a letter on Paul's Christmas typewriter when she hears the ringing of the phone in the hall and abruptly stops. She waits anxiously for someone else to answer it, and then...
Yes, Penelope?
I'm here, Grandfather.
A gentleman on the telephone wishes to speak to you.
Did you ask his name?
I asked it, but he seems to have peculiar diction.
If it's a man named Lou Corran, please vague it up.
Huh?
You don't have to go all the way downstairs. Can't you take the hall extension?
Oh, yes. I'll take it out here. Hello? What was the name again? Please speak more clearly. Oh, hold the line. It's Louis X. Corran.
Well, tell him I'm not here.
I've already said you're upstairs.
Then tell him I'm in the tub.
Well, you're not in the tub.
Well, I asked you to vague it up.
What do you want to do? There's a man waiting on the line.
Oh, all right. Sorry, Grandfather, forgive me.
Yes.
Will you hang up the phone downstairs?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, baby. You're getting to be kind of hard to find.
What do you want?
Oh, nah, that's impolite, sweetie. I want to buy you and my girlfriend another dinner.
Once was enough. I tried to make that clear.
Listen, you know why I had Margie arrange that dinner was to meet you. I've admired you from afar, like you say in a book. Oh, I think you're the class, babe. I'm real gone. What you don't realize, I can help with your going into business this spring. Well, I got a whole organization right at your command. Any little thing you want done?
No. And please don't bother me. Grandfather. Uncle Dan. Hey, downstairs, anybody home? Uncle Paul? Isn't somebody here?
More of the Barbers in just a moment.
When you think of the good old days, do you long for a hot breakfast of delicious old-style oatmeal? Well, all you have to do is get a package of old-fashioned Quaker oats or old-fashioned Mother's oats, the same fine old-style oatmeal. Every spoonful of old-fashioned Quaker oats has the nut-like flavor you love, the wonderful nourishing goodness that makes you feel well-fed all morning long. For a real stick-to-the-ribs oatmeal breakfast with the flavor you long for, get old-fashioned Quaker oats or old-fashioned Mother's oats right away.
Free Dove Perch keeps your soap dish neat and tidy. Buy two bars of Dove, get your free Dove Perch today. 3/4 of an hour later, as Penelope finishes her letter, Hazel opens the door without bothering to knock.
Penny, there's a man here to see you.
Oh, no.
He says his name is Lewis X. Corn. Do you know him?
What did you tell him?
Well, he shocked me so I don't remember. I think I said, I'll see if she's in.
Tell him I'm not. I've gone south.
Or maybe I said, I'll see if she's busy.
Goodness, is he a wrestler?
He used to go with one of my models. He's a sports promoter, Aunt Hazel. I only met him twice.
Well, he's standing out on the front porch. What'll I tell him?
Tell him I'm in the tub.
All right, and you have an appointment.
And to come some other day.
I'll tell him to phone first, too, because you're very busy.
So I'm sorry, Mr. Corn. He's in the tub.
Oh, good. I was afraid she might have went out. I'll come in and wait.
But
thanks a lot.
But it may be as long as half an hour, and then she has an appointment.
Oh, it's all right. I got nothing but time. Don't let me keep you from what you were doing. Hey, watch this. Yeah, that's a real nice library, huh? Now, you run along and give her the message, and I'll sit here and read a book. I heard about Paul Barber. Read part of one of his books once, but I never met him.
Well, maybe we can remedy that, Mr. Corn. I'll go right on upstairs and see if he's in.
Yeah? Okay. And tell nobody to hurry. I got all day.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. In Chapter 16, Book 129, The Awakening, Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.